Welcoming into the program, our friend Gary Tangway of NBC Sports Boston. Hello there, Gary.
Richie, how are you?
Doing very well, thanks. How about yourself?
Doing fine. I hope you had a good Father's Day.
I did, and you?
Yes, lots of barbecue. It was all good.
Oh, man. Nice. Now, did you have to do the cooking, or did Randy take care of it?
Oh, God. No, I didn't. No. We're a catered family. That's in so many ways.
Oh, even better.
We rolled in one shirt.
I love it. So, well, let's talk about what's going on here in this crazy world of sports. Let's start with
what is going on, Rich?
Nothing. So, well, let me ask you this. Major League Baseball, why bother at this point? Why even bother?
The only reason that they would bother is because the other sports are in trouble. Now players in the NBA don't want to go to Disney World because of Florida, because it's a bubble, because of COVID. Some because of contracts that are up, yada, yada, yada. The NFL right now they're in it. Now they have some challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball could own the stage if they could, you know, get their heads out of there. You know what? They could be the only sport around, and they may have an opportunity to gain a younger fan base. That's the only reason they'd bother, but, man, they just shoot themselves in the foot every time. Obviously, the owners are trying to break the union. The union for years, going back to Marvin Miller, then Donald Fear, I mean, dominated that relationship. And now Major League Baseball is trying to get it back. The owners are trying to get it back. What amazes me about the sport is that they still make a ton of money. That older demographic is still viable. TBS gave them $1 billion, so they're still in play. As opposed to, there's two strategies, Rich. There's one, like, let's play ball. Let's try to build an audience. Let's try to get the younger demo interested because nothing else is on. But what they're doing is they're going to say, you know what? We're going to drain every last nickel out of this organization, and we're going to try to break the union. And that's the path they're taking, which I think is the wrong path.
Well, yeah, I do too, because you run the risk of losing even some of us old dogs that have been baseball first guys for years, but I am at the point where I don't care anymore.
Well, and you're the biggest baseball fan I know, or one of the biggest baseball fans I know. My neighbor across the street, his dog is named Shea after Shea Stadium, a transplant in New York. He goes, I don't miss it. That's the problem, is that there are so many other things to do in life now. There are so many other distractions, is that people go, oh, well, you know, I'll watch some golf. I'll play some golf. I'll do some different things. Sports does not have the hold on us that it once did. And that's where they're making a mistake.
Let's talk about football, too. They of all the sports, I've felt they have the best chance to play because, you know, they don't care about health. And so they're happy to march forward. But now we're seeing more and more positive tests. Is that whole thing in jeopardy?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, today, I was talking to some of our coworkers. John Tomasi brought it up. I said, you know, football, they get 10 guys that are sick, they'll just quarantine them, and they'll have a practice squad that's larger, and they'll bring in guys like they did during the strike season. Because the players will play because they want the money. And none of the leaders are sticking, you know, there's no Kyrie, or not a Kyrie Irving's leader, but, you know, Tom Brady isn't going to, you know, say, hey, we're not playing. None of these guys are doing that. So the rank and file need the money, so they'll play. But the problem with football is, what happens when 30 guys get sick? What happens when 40 guys get sick? And that's, when I say 10, that's really being naive. Devin McCourty also said, you know, the nature of the game on and off the field is closeness. And the way you build a football team is chemistry. And you're with guys as much as you are with your family. And if you socially distance and if you have all of this protocol, you lose that. So if football is even played, the product is not going to be close to the level we're accustomed to. And will fans say, yeesh, you know, why bother then? Or will fans say, I'm so damn hungry for it, I'll take whatever I can get? I don't have the answer for that, but whatever sport plays, it's not going to be close to what we've seen in the past.
No. Now, the NBA, they seem to have their act together, but now you've got some players with all kinds of concerns, not simply COVID-19, but whether this is the appropriate time to draw attention away from the social justice issues. But also, they're going into a hot spot as cases are going nearly out of control in Florida. That maybe is not the best place to send everybody affiliated with your league.
Rich, I have a great deal for you. I will send you to Florida, all expenses paid.
Woo!
You'll go right into a bubble. You'll be safe. You'll be secure. You can just live it up and do what you want.
Mm.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. How long do I have to stay with those people?
Yeah. You know, the fact is they have to fly into Florida. They have to get to the bubble, right?
And yeah.
Once they're at the bubble, there's still workers who come in and out of the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this disease is extremely contagious, as we know. You know, you have a member of the Wizards, Davis Bertan, who says, I'm not going to play because my contract's up. I'm worried about injury. I'm worried about the fact that we've been laid off. Now, and my team's five games out, and we're probably not going to make the playoffs anyway. The Wizards have said that's fine with us. So, like, they're going to give him the money. They don't care. Shut it down, dude. It's not worth it. We'll shut you down. And some teams will do that. You know, they'll protect their future.
Right.
You know, other guys, some guys just don't want to go in and be sequestered. You know, it could be a month. Some guys just don't want to do that. And so they'll take half their money. They'll take $5 million instead of $10 million. And that's going to water down the product. You know, I mean, God bless him, but man, LeBron James does not have to go. He does not have to play.
No, and you wonder how many superstars will it take to say no thanks for the league to decide it's not worth it.
Well, Kyrie, I mean, my boy, my buddy, my good friend, Kendrick Perkins, I have to get him on your show.
Hey, Kendrick is great, by the way.
Yeah, he's so, I mean, the other day, when he said Kyrie, if you put Kyrie's brain in a bird, it would fly backwards. I mean, I just fell off the chair. I mean, he's just, the Perk is the best. And, you know, but so Kyrie in this, I'm going to forget Kyrie. Kyrie's not a leader. But, like, you know, a guy like a LeBron James or a Kevin Durant, they don't have to do this. They can just say, you know what, we're going to wait until next Christmas. And I got to be honest with you, if they didn't go, I don't know if I'd blame them.
No.
I really don't. These are unsafe working conditions. Here's the bottom line. I mean, now, how about the hockey guys? I don't know where they're going yet. It's probably going to be a place in Canada. But you want to talk about a sport that's contagious. I mean, in hockey, they spit on each other like, my God, you'd have to play in a condom. I mean, if you're a hockey player, you would have to skate in a condom to see if somebody's not spitting on you. You know, and so, you know, sports fans can say, oh, these guys are winning. I mean, I get it. You know, it's a problem. And I think that sport, and I think that owners and teams and leagues, they want the money, they want things to get back to normal, and they're trying to force feed it, and it's just not there, Rich. At the end of the day, we're just not ready.
No. And I wonder what's going to happen with college sports here today in Maine. Bowdoin College announced that they're canceling all of their fall sports.
I mean, my kids are going to probably, you know, my daughter's going to go to college, and she'll go from, like, August 22nd to Thanksgiving, can't leave the campus, you know, and then comes home at Thanksgiving and stays home till the end of the year. You know, high schools, they're going to be alternating days still. Yeah, these are things that we still have to do so we don't end up like Texas and Florida.
Yeah, and you've done it. Massachusetts has done a great job. I get the daily updates through the Globe, and my gosh, you look at where Massachusetts was 5-6 weeks ago and where they are today. That's a great success story, and you don't want to do anything to screw that up.
Well, no, you don't. I mean, Baker's done a terrific job. The mayor's done a great job, Mayor of Boston, Mayor Wilson. You know, and my wife, and we're adamant. We still wear masks. We ate out on a deck for the first time in 4 months. We haven't had people come into our house. We just did the other day. You know, people in Massachusetts took it seriously. You know, I mean, we've known people that have died. I mean, they've had physical conditions that made them more susceptible. But, it, you know, for somebody to, like, not believe that this is real is just, I can't help you.
Yeah.
I can't help you. You know?
I'm with you on that. All right, on a happier note.
Yeah.
When's your next movie coming out? Is it later this month?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. It's I Care a Lot with Rosamund Pike. I don't know what they're doing with it yet. It was supposed to come out in June, And I've been trying to keep track of it. I don't know. See, a lot is, I think now, because a lot of, obviously, it's going to be on demand. And I think they're probably trying to figure out what the best slot is, because for it to go out on demand and not kind of get lost, because it definitely has an independent feel to it. It's a real thriller. It's really a great, great story. But, you know, when you have, like, Pete Davidson's movie drop on Amazon,
right,
you know, that's the way you have to look at it now, The King of Staten Island. I don't know. That's a good question. They didn't ask me.
I can't believe that.
Nah, it's a real, and Peter Dinklage is in it, Chris Messina. That's a really good film.
And Blood and Money, I've talked to so many people who've seen it because it is out there online, and like me, absolutely loved it.
Well, it's a great main story, you know. I mean, it was well shot. I mean, you talk to the director. I mean, it's a great main story. Barringer still brings it, and shot with a lot of people, you know, some people out of Boston. So they did a great job. They did a really good job with it. Sometimes simple movies are the best. You know, we get Avenged out.
Yeah, I agree. Only,
you know, there's, I was listening to a podcast with Michael Imperioli, you know, from The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Like, he's just like, you know, green screens, I just can't do it. Mm. You know, it's just you and a green screen, and that's not, you know, the reason you've done theater is you want the interaction on the stage. You want to talk to people. You want to create a story with other people. You know, you don't want to sit there with a camera. You want a green screen in it.
Have you auditioned for any of those comic book superhero movies?
They have not called. No, it hasn't happened. has not happened. No.
Even when you were bald? Because I would think then that would be, that was potential
villain,
super.
Man.
Oh, God, yes.
Badass villain. I'm with you on that one. I mean, I could have been mean. You know, there was a movie that was shooting in Boston. I mean, a series that was shooting in Boston that was going to be on HBO Max that I auditioned for, and I didn't get in. It was Julia Child, like 10 episodes of the beginning of her career.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Joan Cusack was playing Julia Child.
Wow.
And then, yeah, I read for a couple, like, TV executives, and I didn't get the part, but I was excited for the show. And then halfway through, COVID hit.
Yeah.
So there's still a lot of, I think they're going to, I just heard, like, L.A. may start production next week.
That's what I hear. A lot of actors not real happy about that either.
Yeah, I mean, because of the, like, just like a player, correct?
Right, right. The risk involved.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, that's that. That's it. I mean, what do you do? You need to work. You go do, yeah. I tell you, trying times, Mr. Kimball, trying times.
No question about it. That's why I sit here in my little radio studio where I feel somewhat safe and sequestered from the world.
Just nice and quiet.
Yeah, it's the way we like it. Gary, always good to talk with you, my friend. Be well, stay safe, and we'll catch up again soon.
Rich, we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Tangway, NBC Sports, Boston.